Milwaukee has a new LGBTQ plus liaison, and the mayor hopes to improve equality in the community. WUWM's Eddie Morales tells us more.
Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Thursday announced that Jonathan Farah is the new LGBTQ plus liaison. Farah says being able to serve his community means the world to him.
We know there's more work to do in the march for full equality, equity, and justice for all.
Local activist El Halo agrees with Farah.
You can go ask people, do they feel safe? And they will tell you no if you listen to them. Do I feel safe? No, I don't. Do you know that when I leave here, I will not be safe? I might be safe in a space like this, on a platform like this, but is safety something that is even realistic for trans women in particular, for Black trans women and trans women of color? That's debatable.
Mayor Johnson says the city will continue to strive for inclusivity, but there are remaining challenges.
And I'm alarmed by some of the violence that we have seen, unfortunately, in Milwaukee, particularly against transgender women.
Regina Maya Allen, Brazil Johnson, and Toy Davis were killed in the city this year.
Lives have been lost, and lives are also at stake. And I want my voice to be heard very, very clearly. No one should face harm for peacefully being themselves. No one should.
Johnson touted a plan that was announced last month in partnership with Milwaukee Police.
Launching a new program that allows for people in the LGBTQ plus community who may feel some harm would come onto them to come into safe place businesses in order to be heard.
He says that's a far cry from what the police department's relationship was with the LGBTQ plus community many years ago. Then Johnson expressed excitement for the Senate's vote to advance the Respect for Marriage Act.
Led by and sponsored by our very own United States Senator from Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin. No one in a same-sex marriage or an interracial marriage should have to worry about their marriage or whether it might or might not be legal.
The act would require states to recognize legal marriages, regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. Johnson says people should not be discriminated against just because of who they love. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.